A U.S. district court in Hartford, Connecticut, threw out a lawsuit late last week against former Mexican President Ernesto Zedillo. The lawsuit accused Zedillo, who is now a professor at Yale University, of crimes against humanity. WSHU's Craig LaMolt reports an attorney for the plaintiff in the case says he plans to appeal the decision.
The case was brought against Zedillo by survivors of a 1997 massacre in the Mexican village of Octayel, in which 45 people there were killed by paramilitaries with alleged government ties. The massacre was part of a conflict that began when the Zapatista movement staged a brief armed uprising to demand more rights for Indians in the southern state of Chiapas. Roger Cobert is an attorney for the plaintiffs.
The massacre was planned in advance and carried out and then covered up by the Zedillo government.
The U.S. District Court judge threw the case out because of a recommendation of immunity from the U.S. State Department following a request for that immunity from the Mexican ambassador. Cobert says that request was improper.
It was essentially a personal act that was outside of his authority and it was unlawful. And we felt that the State Department should have revisited and changed its view on the suggestion of immunity once these facts were brought to their attention.
Zedillo's defense attorney, Jonathan Freiman, says his client never bore any responsibility for the massacre.
To the contrary, as soon as news of the massacre came out, he did everything that anyone would ever hope a president to do in order to investigate and hold those responsible who were responsible.
Freiman says the State Department decided Zedillo was entitled to immunity because it was consistent with international law and because it would further the foreign policy interests of the U.S. Attorneys for the plaintiffs now plan to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeal. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.